the U.S. West is not alone in inhabiting dire climate straits. For the first time, the IPCC this year offered a comprehensive analysis of climate change at the regional level. Every region on the planet has already taken a hit from warming in one form or another, according to the report. In places where people are already facing devastation, the scale of the climate change reality is starting to seep in. In the air-conditioned Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Dennis Henry, 71, tells Time that he would consider moving if the heat waves become a regular occurrence. Henry has taken shelter in the cavernous meeting hall, a temporary fix, he acknowledges. If the situation became extreme, where this was semi-normal, no, I wouldn't be here, he says. But at the same time, I can't plan where to move because who knows what they're going to be like. Policymakers from around the globe are currently gearing up for global climate talks meant to put the world on track to keep temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. The IPCC report will give ammunition to those of us who are saying this is a crisis, says Nat Kehoney, president of the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. But so too should the stories of those on the ground who already have lost homes, livelihoods, and loved ones.